Monday night travel on Nightlife.
Now, New Mexico in America's Southwest is renowned for its breathtaking deserts, mountains, and Spanish colonial architecture. Did you also know it has a vibrant art scene, including a museum dedicated to the legendary modernist artist Georgia O'Keeffe and her New Mexican landscape paintings? Travel writer Catherine Marshall's taken a peek at the museum and had an intriguing visit to O'Keeffe's mysteriously titled Ghost Ranch in New Mexico. She joins me now. Hello, Catherine. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for having me.
Now, can we start with a bit of a background about Georgia O'Keeffe and her work?
Well, Georgia O'Keeffe is regarded really as the mother of modernism. She was a modernist artist. She died, I think, in 1986 at the age of 100. So that gives you an idea of the span during which she was alive. And she pretty much revolutionized the art scene, in particular for women. And yes, much of her work is actually centered at the museum, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
And there's an incredible amount there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's quite a vast archive, and the museum really exhibits just her work. And then they also will have a complementary contemporary artist whose work they will juxtapose with hers. That's obviously a changing exhibition. Mm. Not all of her artworks are on show, of course. There's also quite a large archive that is connected to the museum, and then the house where she lived and various other properties.
So did she live her whole life in New Mexico, or did she come there later in her life?
No, she came there later. I think she was born and raised in Wisconsin, and she was very artistic from a young age. She clearly had talent. And she studied art and became an art teacher. And one of her postings was to a town in the Texas Panhandle. And that really caused her to fall in love with that kind of windswept, very remote landscape. But she was then lured to New York by the photographer Alfred Stieglitz, who she would later go on to marry. And so she spent many decades actually living in New York before then moving over to New Mexico.
All right. And wanting to paint that kind of landscape, I guess, and live amongst it at the same time.
That's right. Yes.
There's the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe, but you took a road trip when you were there to a Taos, which in search of her ghost. Where did that take you?
Yes.
Well, literally go in search of her ghost, or
no? It was a metaphorical search, I suppose. I had visited Santa Fe before on a road trip through the U.S. and had only spent a brief time there, and fell in love with this region myself, and wanted to return, but really wanted to investigate more about Georgia O'Keeffe and her time in the region. When she first came to New Mexico, she actually first went and visited friends in Taos. There was a woman called Mabel Dodge Lujan, who was a benefactor and a patron of the arts, of artists, and she gathered a lot of people under her wing at her home in Taos. And so this was a place that O'Keeffe came to, and that was what then caused her to fall in love with this landscape that was so very different from the one that she'd grown up in, and of course from the city of New York in which she lived.
All right, so just describe Taos to us. What is it, a small town, or what kind of a place is it?
It's a regional center. It's fairly similar to Santa Fe in as much as it is many of the houses are constructed in the adobe style. The state was once part of Mexico, which is hence its name, New Mexico. And so there's a lot of Spanish colonial history. And you can see this in the architecture. The very first church in the U.S. was actually built in Santa Fe. The oldest church
really?
Is located in Santa Fe,
oh,
yes.
What, but when it was Mexico? Or?
No, it was. This was when the Spanish were pushing, pushing northwards. And you can still go and visit that church in Santa Fe. Santa Fe, I think, is a lot better known than Taos, although they are both, you know, well located on the tourist trail.
All right, so then Ghost Ranch was the name of the place where Georgia O'Keeffe liked to spend her summers and paint. So what's Ghost Ranch?
So Ghost Ranch is about an hour and a half's drive northwest of Santa Fe. It is located in the middle of nowhere. It's a beautiful drive out there through very arid, sparse countryside, filled with ridges and canyons and limestone formations. Georgia O'Keeffe was drawn there. She was invited to a dude ranch. Ghost Ranch was actually a dude ranch.
So what is a dude ranch?
So it was, I don't know if you remember the film, the movie City Slickers.
Oh, yes. Billy Crystal.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, that film was filmed on Ghost Ranch, along with numerous other movies. But a dude ranch was a place where well-heeled city slickers could come and get in touch with their inner cowboy and ride some horses and muster some cattle.
So when we say dude, we really just mean, hey, dudes.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So it was that originally.
That's right. And she came and visited and just fell in love with the place. And asked if she could stay. There was a house on the property which she was able to live in, which is still there. And she then, after her husband died, she would spend her summers there. But after her husband, he was quite a bit older than her, he died and she moved there permanently.
Right, and that's where obviously she did lots of her work in her later years.
Yeah, so you can see many of her paintings reflect the landscape of Ghost Ranch.
Why is it called Ghost Ranch? Where did the name come from?
Well, apparently it was a favourite corridor for cattle rustlers, and because of the canyons they could move undetected through these gorges, and they believed that there were spirits that haunted the area. And so it had its name in Spanish meant, had a meaning that was something like place of the witches. The woman who then bought Ghost Ranch, I think in the early 20s, her husband had won Ghost Ranch in a poker contest. And she then turned it into a dude ranch and she named it Ghost Ranch.
Right. And so then when Georgia went to live there, it stopped being a dude ranch, did it? Or did it still continue to have...
It continued to be. And then there was a new owner who was a writer and editor, and he then sold it to the Presbyterian Church, and she was livid.
What a cavalcade of different owners.
Yes,
one in a poker tournament, dude ranch.
It has a fascinating history.
Wow. So can you visit it?
Yes, you can indeed. It is still owned by the Presbyterian Church, and it now offers, it's run as a kind of a retreat center, so you can visit as a day visitor. There are numerous tours that you can take relating to Georgia O'Keeffe. There are many, many workshops and that type of thing that you can do, retreats, writing, painting, yoga, astronomy, archaeology, all sorts of things.
Wow. So far in the search for Georgia O'Keeffe, we've been to Santa Fe, Taos, Ghost Ranch, and she had another home and studio in northern New Mexico, didn't she?
So she had a home in Abiquiu, is the name of the town, and you do, in fact, drive through Abiquiu on the way to Ghost Ranch. So it's the closest town to Ghost Ranch. And she bought a little very run-down hacienda there because she couldn't stay on Ghost Ranch during winter. She would move into the town of Abiquiu. So she had a house there as well.
All right. And she restored that, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She had some local people working for her and restoring it. And in fact, you can visit that house today. The house at Ghost Ranch is not open to the public because it is in too fragile a state currently. The house at Abiquiu, regular tours are run. There's a Georgia O'Keeffe Visitors Center in the town of Abiquiu, and that's where the tours start, and you're taken off to her house and shown through it. Today, it's an adobe structure, which, as I say, was very typical of that region. And which is, in fact, how the Pueblo Indians built their abodes.
Travel writer Catherine Marshall is with us on Monday Night Travel. We're doing a trip around New Mexico in search of Georgia O'Keeffe. And it sounds like there really is a lot to see there. If like someone like you is passionate about Georgia O'Keeffe, there's a lot that makes it well worth a visit.
Oh, definitely. You could go and stay in the Georgia O'Keeffe cottage on Ghost Ranch, which is where she first stayed as a visitor. And then you could do a number of these tours on Ghost Ranch. You could spend several days doing a writing workshop or something of that sort. And you would then visit the visitor center and the house at Abiquiu. And that's all quite separate from, as I said, it's a bit of a drive from Santa Fe. And then in Santa Fe, you have the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, along with many other attractions. Mm.
So in terms of visiting New Mexico, is it one of those states that gets very, very hot during summer?
I would imagine parts of it do, but Santa Fe and Taos are at a substantial elevation compared to a state like Texas, which does get exceptionally hot. So I was there in the height of summer, and I actually visited Texas straight afterwards, and it was very hot there, but The temperatures were quite temperate in New Mexico.
Oh, so it's the kind of place you might go if you're going to America in summer.
Yes.
Probably why she had to move. Why did she have to move into Albuquerque in winter and couldn't stay in Ghost Ranch?
I can't actually remember why, but I think it was because it got too cold and the ranch would shut down. She couldn't get into town for her supplies and that type of thing. Because remember, this is a desert landscape. So it would have been very cold during winter.
So what else is worth seeing in Santa Fe?
Well, there is the older church that I mentioned. There's a very interesting town square where local people will sell their jewelry and handicrafts and that type of thing. There's a great food scene, excellent food, wonderful art scene. So apart from the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, you have a number of other art museums, including a collection of Native American art. And so actually the people who sell their artifacts or jewelry and that type of thing in the square would be Native American people from this region.
And so it's called New Mexico. Does it have a very, I mean, I know when you go to Texas, you get a very strong feeling that there is what feels almost Mexican, people speaking Spanish everywhere. In New Mexico, is that same feeling still there?
Yes, it is. It is. There's a very strong connection, quite a visceral connection to Mexico. And it shows especially in its food, which is quite different from the Texan food, which is more Tex-Mex. It's a kind of a
giant hybrid.
Yes. Whereas in New Mexico, it tends to be, I would imagine, more authentically Mexican, or perhaps it has its own special New Mexico flavor. One other thing that you can do there, which is really wonderful, is there's a restaurant which offers a Georgia O'Keeffe degustation dinner. And she was particularly interested in food, and she had a garden at her house in Abiquiu. So she would grow some of her produce and enjoy cooking it in her kitchen at Abiquiu. And so this degustation showcases some of the things that she might have cooked.
Wow, how fantastic. So as a Georgia O'Keeffe fan, do you feel like you really got your fill on this trip to New Mexico?
I did. It was very satisfying.
Catherine Marshall, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about it on Monday Night Travel.
It's a pleasure, Suzanne.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.